Gonna build a mountain from a little hill. Gonna build me a mountain, at least I hope I will. Gonna build a mountain, gonna build it high. I don't know how I'm gonna do it, I only know I'm gonna try.
Hello, success friends. I'm Tom.
And I'm Jerry.
And we're here to ensure your success. Hey, success friends, welcome to 15 Minutes of Fun. Jerry, look at that crowd.
Fabulous, Tom. Fabulous.
Jerry, you know, we're here. We're going to provide a little bit of information, a little bit of education, and 100% inspiration. And talking about inspiration, why don't we start today's show with a lemon drop, Jerry?
Well, that sounds very inspirational, Tom.
Okay, today's lemon drop: have a reason to get up in the morning and a reason to keep working into the night. A reason to get up in the morning and a reason to keep working into the night. You know, success friends, when you take on a grand obsession, the buck stops with you. You are Charlie in charge. If you don't do it, it don't get done. Which begs the question, who motivates the motivator? And remember, if you aren't motivating yourself on a daily basis, the world is demotivating you. And success friends, that is why you need to tune into this show, Ensure Your Success, every Saturday morning at 11:30 a.m. on KLBB Radio, and every weekday morning at around 9:15 a.m. right after Subway Trivia with Jeff. Get motivated with your daily lemon drop, a little inspiration to melt in your mind the whole day long.
Tom, I tell you what, I love those lemon drops.
Well, thanks, Jerry. And why don't you welcome our success friends? Say hello, Jerry.
Hello, Jerry.
Ah, Jerry. You know, Jerry, you are looking good. What's new with you this New Year's?
Well, Tom, you know, I have started jogging.
Well, I'm very glad to hear that, Jerry. You're just trying to take care of yourself a little bit, huh?
Well, not really. I just wanted to hear some heavy breathing in my life.
Jerry, you are too much. I mean, too much.
Well, thank you, Tom.
But, Jerry, let me introduce our producer today. You know, this man is a giant in the radio world. He's a voiceover man. We call him Mr. Idea Man. Good morning to you, Bob.
Oh, good morning, guys. How are you?
We're fabulous. You know, Bob, I know you're a big fan of the lemon drops. I hope you had a chance to listen to some this week.
Oh, I have. You know what my favorite one is?
Huh.
It goes like this. By myself, I am strong, but together, we are unstoppable. I really like that one.
Oh, you know, and it's proof right here in the radio show, Bob. We couldn't do it without you.
Yep. Together, we need teamwork.
We might be able to do it without Jerry, but it just wouldn't be as much fun.
Yes.
Hey, you watch yourself, Tom.
So, success friends, and remember, Bob, too, we should remind them they can listen to you and Stan every Monday through Friday, noon to 2, right?
Noon to 2 on the All Request Show.
Gotta love it. Gotta love it. It's all fun. We want to remind our success friends to go to www.gps4success.com and sign up for your free daily lemon drop. Get inspired on a daily basis. But let's get into our success message of the day. Today's success tool: have a grand obsession. You know, a clear, concise description of a grand obsession was written by Trina Paulus. She wrote, "How does one become a butterfly, you ask? You must want to fly so much that you are willing to give up being a caterpillar." That's from Trina Paulus.
Hey, Tom, please tell us more But let's listen to this first, if we can.
Okay, Jerry, we'll be right back.
And I'm gonna make believe it came from you.
I'm Tom Fierst.
And I'm Geriatrics.
Inviting you to take the KLBB Challenge. Call the Thomas Fierst Insurance Agency, and if we can't save you money on your auto and home insurance, we'll give you $25.
Wowzers! So, Tom, they either get better rates or they get $25.
That's right, Jerry. And we provide superior coverage with preferred service.
I don't know how you do it. I just know you do. 651-738-0107.
I'm gonna write words so, so sweet.
Welcome back, success friends. Hey, thanks for listening today. And remember, follow us on Twitter at Fierst Choice. Go and like us on Facebook. You'll find us at the Thomas Fierst Insurance Agency.
And hey, don't forget Instagram, Lemon Drops, the number 4U.
Great job, Jerry. You know, and now it is time for what many of my success friends tell me is their favorite part of the show. You know, Jerry, and I haven't even said one word yet about this week's success tool, Have a Grand Obsession.
Don't worry, Tom. You'll get to it.
Okay, Jerry. But it is time. It's time for our success quotes of the day. And our first success quote of the day is one of my all-time favorite quotes. It comes from J.C. Penney. He said, "Give me a stock clerk with a goal, and I'll give you a man who will make history. Give me a man with no goals, and I'll give you a stock clerk." Mm-mm-mm. But our second success quote of the day is, Jerry, I'm going to let you tell that one.
Okay. Our second success quote is, "The mystery of human existence lies not in just staying alive, but in finding something to live for." And that comes from Fyodor Dostoevsky, The Brothers Karamazov.
Jerry, we're impressed you were even able to pronounce those names. But our third quote, and I'm going to go back again because it's such an important quote, again, from J.C. Penney. "Give me a stock clerk with a goal, and I'll give you a man who will make history. Give me a man with no goals, and I'll give you a stock clerk." But hey, success friends, let's get on with our success tool. Have a grand obsession. And let me repeat what I started with earlier today. A clear, concise description of a grand obsession was written by Trina Paulus. She wrote, "How does one become a butterfly, you ask? You must want to fly so much that you are willing to give up being a caterpillar." That's from Trina Paulus. And you know, you might say, success friends, that the caterpillar has a grand obsession. You know, caterpillars don't become butterflies overnight. And yes, they want to fly, but they too must evolve over a period of time. They too must do the things that successful caterpillars do to become butterflies. They must want to fly so much that they are willing to give up being a caterpillar. You know, success friends, you might say caterpillars dream an impossible dream. To see a caterpillar on the ground, it is hard to imagine what she will become. And to see a butterfly, you know, it is just hard to imagine where he came from. But the impossible can happen. So dream big, or at least make your dreams just out of reach, just above your grasp, while you stand on your tippy toes. And then allow your mind to expand. For as once your mind expands, it will never return to its original form. So my question for you, success friends, what type of butterfly are you going to become? What color are your wings? You know, I was a cook that became a salesman and an insurance agency owner. I was a practicing alcoholic that became a useful participating member of my community. So what do you want to be? What type of butterfly will you become? A business owner? A better parent? A successful teacher or salesman or computer tech person? An idea man like Bob? A college graduate? Will you do today the things that need to be done to make tomorrow a day closer to you reaching your grand obsession? But the first thing you need to do is you need to dream. Be that caterpillar that dreams of flying. Now comes the hard part, putting one foot in front of the other. You know, Earl Nightingale is one of the hundreds that have told us to put pen to paper and to write down your grand obsession. He actually told us to take 10 minutes a day and just write down dreams, what you want to become, what you want to do with your life. But there are five steps you can turn any idea into a grand obsession. And the first one, I think I just gave that away, is write down your dream. The second step, break that dream, break it down into little pieces. One of the keys to being successful is make today's activities tie into a long-term reality. Now, number three, you have a clear, concise mental picture of what you desire when you can find pictures or you can write specifically what you want, and then you can put those reminders everywhere. You can put them next to your bed, in your wallet, on your car windshield, maybe not on the windshield, but on the dashboard, in your refrigerator, etc., etc. But the fourth key here is give yourself deadlines to reach. And what I mean by this is ask yourself the question, would we really pay taxes on April 15th? Would we? We have a deadline, so we do it. The fifth one is use the power of repetition. Look at your dreams multiple times a day, and you do it every day. Not every other day, every day. Hey, I love the story of Bruce Lee. At age 29, he was a broke actor, had a child to support, and didn't have many opportunities in front of him. So what did he do? In 1969, he did what I just spoke about. He took pen to paper and wrote the following. My definite chief aim, I, Bruce Lee, will be the first highest paid Oriental superstar in the United States. In return, I will give the most exciting performance and render the best of quality in the capacity of an actor. Starting in 1970, I will achieve world fame, and from then onward till the end of 1980, I will have in my possession $10 million. I will live the way I please and achieve inner harmony and happiness. Bruce Lee, January 1969. The amazing thing, success friends, is Bruce Lee died 4 years later. But what's amazing about this, he had exceeded all of his written goals.
I'm gonna sit right down and write myself a letter. And I'm gonna make believe it came from you.
I'm Tom Fierst.
And I'm Geriatrics.
Inviting you to take the KLBB Challenge. Call the Thomas Fierst Insurance Agency, and if we can't save you money on your auto and home insurance, we'll give you $25.
Wowzers! So, Tom, they either get better rates or they get $25.
That's right, Jerry. And we provide superior coverage with preferred service.
I don't know how you do it. I just know you do. 651-738-0107.
I'm gonna write words.
So remember, success friends, ask yourself, what type of butterfly do I want to become? See you next week.
Bye.
Goodbye.
I'll be glad I got him.
With a fine young son to take my place, I'll leave a son in my heaven on earth with the good Lord's grace.